call it Maiseroni, and then you can eat it. But the Ensach Lafrish, you don't have to give it. Rashi says, the Chivon Shekorel of Shame, Yotza Krim Eteres Tevel. It's not called Tevel anymore. And now, it's only a question of its mumness. Does it belong to the Yoni, or can you eat it? So now we say, Amaitse Mechaber, Olav Araya, you have a right to eat it. So it's enough just to be Kareas Hashem. So it's a machlekes. By Tevel, do you have to take off Maiseroni or not? So what's the machlekes? My love, isn't it? This is the machlekes. The mass of a vadai toivloi. If we know for sure you did not remove the maiseroni, there's a lav tithis. Therefore, now menasava goes, so you have to be kareas Hashem. Well, mass of Rebleza holds vadai ain't a toivloi. No, even if you know for sure you did not remove the maiseroni, there's no lav of eating the tevel. Therefore, it's only a question of dini mumnis. So therefore, menasafik, you do not have to be kareas Hashem. So it's a machlekes where the maiseroni makes the tevel or not. Or Malayabaya by Zabat, no. The Yochi, if this would be Pshat, Adamiflugi the Srekoi. Why do they only argue? In the case of Demai by a Sufik, Liflugu the Vadoi, they should have had an argument by Vadai Tevel, where they removed everything up until Maiseroni, if they were allowed to eat it or not. Since they do not argue there, El de Kulayalma Vadai Tevloi. Both of them agree that by Vadai Tevel, if you removed up until Maiseroni, the Maiseroni is still there, there will be Malkus. There is a lot. For Hoch over here, Vokim Ufugin, the special Machlokes by Demai, by a Suffolk, that Mas of our Lonechshitu Amioretz al Maiseroni, that this much, even an Amoretz, has mercy upon an Oni, it doesn't mean that much to him, he'll give off ready the Maiser for the Oni. This much for sure an Amoretz does. So you do not have to be afraid. That's why it's like Ein Karol Hashem. Why? Kiva the Mainhu, Afrushi Mafresh. Since it's a question of money, he'll be Mafreshit. Like, you might as well take off the Yisr. Now, about giving it, maybe he'll hold it, maybe not, but for sure he'll take it off. Rabbon and Savri, Kiva the Trichalay Milson, no, the Amoris doesn't care. It's a bother for him to take off the Maiseroni. Because if there's a bother involved, Le Mafresh, still he will not take off. So that's the Machlaikis. Are we choshed that the Amoris took off Maiseroni or not? But both agree that if we know for sure he did not remove the Maiseroni, there's a lav tidit before that precious Maiseroni. Then the other Mishnah ends off, Kam Yechem in a Tevel. How much do you have to eat from the Tevel? Rav Shimon says, a kol shul, Nechom say no, a kevayis. Omer Rav Beva, Omer Rav Shimon, Ben Lakish, Machloikis Bechita. The Machloikis in the Mishnah is by one kernel of wheat. There, Reb Shimon says, you receive Malkus with a kol shul. Because that's considered a barrier, according to Reb Shimon. Avu bekemach, but if you make this kernel of wheat into flour, now, divrei hakol kezayis. Even Reb Shimon agrees that you're only chayv if you eat a kezayis worth. There is only a svar of a barrier when it's a complete. So when it's a chita achas, then Reb Shimon says you chayv. But if it comes down to flour, it's not a barrier, then you need a shear of a kezayis. Reb Yirmiyahu Amar Reb Shimon Ben Lakish no ki machlekes bezu kach machlekes bezu. No, that Reb Shimon holds the chlal. There's no shear of a kezayis by Malkus. He holds for Malkus a kol shul, even if it's in flour, even though it's not a beria. He holds a kol shul is sufficient for Malkus. So now we're not like this. That's now Mishnah. Amar Reb Shimon iyatim moedim li. Don't you agree to me? V'yechun namala kol shul shuchayiv. Like, don't you agree to me if you eat an ant, a complete ant, that you chayiv, even though it's not a kezayis? Why? Because it's a berry, it's a complete creature. Omrullah, they said back to him, the Vneshu Kibriyosai. Like, there I agree to you, because there it's a berry. Omrullah, so Shimon said back to Chomin, Avchit Achas Kibriyosai. You should agree to me if you eat a one kernel of wheat, because the complete kernel is also a berry. It's a complete creature. Creation. Tamar says, Mashmah, Shimon says, Chitoin kemach loy. Shimon only argued back to say that on one chita you should be chayiv. But Mashmah, if it's kemach, if it's flour, Reb Shimon would also agree you need kezayis. Tamar says, no, I'll tell you, Lidivrayim komalhu. Reb Shimon only speaking back according to the Chomin. And it's like this. Lididi, according to me, Reb Shimon myself, afilo kemach nami. I hold that there's no shear of a kezayis for Malkus. Even though it's in kemach, it's in flour, it's not a beria, my shita is, for Malkus, even a kol shul is sufficient. But Elulid is who? But according to your shita, that you argue and say no, there's a shear of kezayis from Malkus, but you also admit that a barrier is chayiv, if so, oidu lemiyas, techitachas kibriyosoi. Agree to me that a kernel of wheat is considered a complete barrier. That's sufficient for Malkus. Rabbanan answers back, no. Briyas neshama chashuva, on the mala, an end, that has neshama, that has life to it, that's called kibriyosoi. That's a chashiva, a chashiva thing that you chayiv even for a koshu. But chita loy chashuva. But since wheat doesn't have life to it, that's not chashiv, that's not called kibriyosa. So that's the chom argument back. And Tanik Abbas, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, koshu la malkus. That's the proof. Rabbi Shimon Shita is that for malkus it's sufficient a koshu. Loy omru kezayis el linyu carbon. That's what we always dashen, v'yochal toichal means a kezayis. That's only if you do it for shegeg, in the case where it's a chiyuv koris, that you chayiv a korban. For a korban, you only chayiv yid a kezayis. But lamalkis, that's Reb Shimon Shita, or kol shu is sufficient. We don't pass the Reb Shimon. We hold even lamalkis also, you need a kezayis. Now the Mishnah says, ho'echol bikurim ad shalei kor aleihem. If a zar, or even if a kohen, if he eats from bikurim, before they say the Kriya of a Rami Yovid Ovi, he's over allowed. The Kurim as the Lacha, we know when you go down to your fields, the best that grows, the Yisrael takes it and brings it to Yerushalayim. The Lacha is, once the Bikurim enters Yerushalayim, there's a lav now of Kain's not allowed to eat it. He cannot eat it until after the Kriya. So if the Kain eats it before the Yisrael said the Kriya of a Rami Yovid Ovi, that's how Mishnah gets Malkus. The Kodshei Kadoshim Chutz L'Kloyim. If a Kohen eats from the Korban Chatzis outside the Kloyim, outside the curtains in the Mishkan, which had lock of Kodesh, outside Kodesh he gets Malkus. Kodshim Kalim, if he eats from a Korban Shlomim, or Maisa Sheni, Chutz L'Choyma, if they eat it outside the Choymas Yerushalayim, also there's Malkus. Kodshim Kalim can be eaten inside Yerushalayim and not outside. The same thing Maisa Sheni. Hashreveres etzem the pesach. You have a korban pesach. You do the lav. You break the bone. You receive malchus. The lav sheesh b'maisa. The pesach ator. It has to be though a korban pesach that's torah that you could eat. A korban pesach that you're supposed to eat. The Torah says, do not break the bone. But if the korban is treif or something happened to it, it's possible anyway. Then there's no lav in breaking the bone. Is a razor like aboyim? Avol hamoise b'tor. If somebody's over the yisra noiser, he leaves over his meat until the next morning, so he does not receive Malkus. Because if you have before, that's a lav on it till Yaseh, there's a mitzvah tesseh to burn it. Or else if you break the bone of the Korban Pesach, that's Tomei, is then there's no Malkus. There's only Malkus on the Korban Pesach that there's a mitzvah tidit. So part of the mitzvah eating is tidit, but they're covered like a melech, and not to go to break the bones. Hanoitel aim alabonim. If somebody takes the mother off the child, off the eggs, so Yehuda Raim Eloike. Yehuda Shitr is, there's a lav, and there's no essay. He learns when the terrorist says, Shalat HaShalech HaSeim, it means Mekorah. It means the terrorist says, first, send away the mother. Then the terrorist says, do not take the mother. Now, if you take the mother, you're over lav, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no essay now to send her away. So therefore, you get Malkus. It's like in lav, Shekod Muasei. Therefore, there's Malkus. Yehuda Raim Eloike, Yehuda Mishalech, there's no mitzvah of Shalach HaKan now. No, they dash and shalach to shalach means even after you take the mother, still there's a mitzvah tesei to send her away. So therefore, mishaleich, there's a mitzvah to send her away now. V'yena leika, and therefore it's a lav on it. And yaseh, there's no malchus. And ze'aklal, kol mitzvah leisasei, sheyesh b'kum asei, and chayov maleah. Anytime there's a mitzvah tesei after the lav, like over here, after you took the mother, now there's a special pasuk, shalach, send away the mother. That's monotic the lav, there's no malchus. So back to the first case of Bikurim. Omar Rabba Bar Bachonim, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Dibur Rabbi Kiva Stimtoi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that is Stam, it's like one person, that's Yochid. Avacham Rabbi Nechom say, Bikurim Hanochim Akevas Ben. By Bikurim it's enough when the Yisrael brings it to the Kohen, and he puts it Batena, and he makes the Hanocha before the Mizbeach. If he just puts it down, that's Mata the Bikurim. After the Hanocha, he's allowed to eat it, even before Kriya. That's called Hanocha Makevas Ben, but Kriya in Makevas Ben. So our Mishnah goes according to Yochid of Akiva. For the Gemara better though, for Lema Zudibur Rabbi Shimon Simtoi. The Akiva says it over the name of Rabbi Shimon. So why did the Mishnah say, why don't we say, why didn't Rabbi say, it's according to Rabbi Shimon? Hokamash Bulon, the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Sirulay. It's teaching us that Rabbi Akiva also agrees to Rabbi Shimon. Now, my Rabbi Shimon, where's this Rabbi Shimon Shita? The Tanya wrote like this. The Pasuk says, Usrumas Yodecha. The end of a big Pasuk. So he dashens, well, since he dashens backwards, it's so Pasuk, he dashens it backwards. So he starts off the last words of the Pasuk is, Usrumas Yodecha. I think Rashi brings down the Pasuk. Sefer Diakrohu. The Pasuk says, Loisuch Alecha Besherecha, Maisa de Gonchus Rashka Besherecha, Bekoris Bekorcha, Fitzaincha Bekon of the Recha, Ashetidor, Vinibasecha, Usrumas Yodecha. That's the Pasuk. So Bishima dashes it backwards. So the first and last words are Srumas Yodechem. Elu Bikurim, it's talking about Bikurim. Amr Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bozal Olam Deinu. What is this Pasuk come to teach us? Loisuch Alecha Bisharecha. What's the law? Where does it apply to? Im Lyoichlan Chutz Lechayim, if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, like once you brought the Bikurim in, if you take it out, you cannot eat it there. So, Kal Vachayim Mi Maisa Rakal. That's the Kal Vachayim for Maisa Sheni. Ma Maisa Sheni. Uma Maisa Kal. Oichlin Chutz Lechayim. Like there's Malkus, later on the Gemara will explain why Bikurim is more Chomer than Maisa. Why Maisa is called Maisa Kal. But just like by Maisa, if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, you receive Malkus, Bikurim Lechol Shechayim. For sure, if you eat Bikurim outside Yerushalayim, there's Malkus. So why is the Pasuk telling me, Osrumas Yodecha, that you cannot eat it outside? Holoi Boa Kostavela, Liyacha Mi Bikurim, Achle Koralein, Shuleika. That's the chiddush of this Pasuk. That if the Kohen will eat Bikurim before the Yisrael made the Kriya, Rami Yavid Avi, there's a lav. That's the chiddush of Osrumas Yodecha. That there's a lav teeth before Kriya. Now the words before that was, V'nidvoisecha, so we dash in Zutoyde, Ushlom, those are the carbon, Kotchum Kalim, Toyde and Shlom. Now, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bozal Olam Deinu, what is this Pasuk come to teach us something special about these Kabonis? What's special about nice Shlomnin and Toyde? Im Lyoichlin Chus Lechadit teach us that if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, there's a lav, Kal Vachayim Mi Maisa, again, I learned this out from Maisa Sheni. So, what's the Chiddush of a carbon Toyde and Shlomnin? Before Zrikas Adam, even though there's no heter to eat it, if you eat it, you get Malkus. That's the Chiddush. Lefnei Zrika. I would have thought to say Lefnei Zrika, there's no mitzvah to eat it b'chlal. So no matter where you eat it, there's no lav. Kamashmon, yes. If you eat it Lefnei Zrika, even inside Yerushalayim, there's a lav. Then the Pasuk says, U'b'chayres. Zeh bechor means a korban bechor. But the aim of that's a bechor. Amr Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bozal Olam Deinu, what does this pasuk come to teach us? Im liyachon chus b'chayma. If it's found that the kohen cannot eat the bechor outside Yerushalayim, ka b'chayma mi ma'iser, again, I learned it out from ma'iser sheni. Im lifnei zrika, if that there's a lav to eat it, before you make the zrika sadam, if so also, ka b'chayma mi toidu shlamin, we'll soon see why bechor is more chomer than a toidu shlamin. But he holds it's a kal v'chayma, that toidu v'shlamim is more kal, and by them there's a lav, teed it before zrika, so for sure there's a lav by a b'chor. Hola bo ha'kosev elo, liyacha min ha'b'chor, afil liyacha zrika, shulayka. I mean if a zar eats from a b'chor, even after zrika, there's malchus. It's teaching us that a b'chor belongs to the kohen. It has lach of kachim, only a kohen can eat from a b'chor, and not a Yisrael. If a zar eats from a b'chor, he receives malchus, even liyacha zrika. Then the book says, V'korcho v'tzoyncho, zu chattas v'yoshim. It goes on a korban chattas kodesh kodoshim. Omri Rabbi Shimon, again, ma bozel alamdeinu, what does the pasuk come to teach us? What's special about a chattas in noshim? Im liyoshman chutz l'choyma kal v'chemim v'maiser. Shiti cannot eat it outside Yerushalayim. Not enough for maiser sheni. Im lefnei zrika kal v'chemim v'toydu shlomim. Im liyacha zrika for a zar kal v'chemim v'bichor. So what's special about a chattas in noshim? Holoi boa kosev elo, liyoicho mechatas v'yoshom, afil liyachas rika, even a zrika sadam was made already, but even if a kain is eating it, for chutz v'kloyim, you're not allowed to eat it outside the kodesh. You can't eat it outside the kloyim, or outside the kodesh, outside the Beis HaMikdash itself. Shulaika,
even though you're inside Yerushalayim, but if you're outside the curtains of the Mishkan, you receive Malkus. That's the limit of this pasuk. Then it says, Nidarecha, Zu Oila, those on the Korban Oila. Again, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Ma boz l'lamdenu. What's special, what's the special limit about a Korban Oila? Im l'yoslan chutz l'chayma. That the Kohen cannot, that you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. So pshita kavachayma mi meisim. Im l'fnei zrika kavachayma mi toida ushlamim. Im l'yachaz rika kavachayma mi b'chor. Im chutz l'kloyim, outside the Beis HaMikdash itself, kavachayma mi chadas v'yoshim. So what's the chiddush about a korban oila? Hola boa kosev ela liyachum min oila liyachaz rika afilo befnim shulaika. This is the